You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Creatively Wasted is a podcast where a group of creative people get together and we each share an idea that we're not planning on pursuing in real life, such as an invention idea that's outside our area of expertise, a futuristic sci-fi movie idea, or an evil prank idea. And rather than just letting the idea quietly slip away, we get some fun out of it by joking about it together. I'm comedian Brett Hayden.
I'm comedian Justin Covington.
I'm comedian Diego Atanasio.
I'm your host, Tom Alma. This is Creativity Wasted. Okay, go ahead, Diego.
My idea. Oh, yeah. It's time for the greatest idea this podcast has ever heard.
I can't tell if you're being ironic or not.
That's the point. That's the point of my tone. My idea is a car that you only text to drive. You have to drive it by texting, so there's no not texting and driving. You have to, because I already do this, so I just want it. Like, I only text and drive. I can't, you know what? Like if I get a text message, I'll be like, oh, I'll do that when I'm driving. I'll get back to that.
So is the text turn left, turn right, stop? Are you texting the car, or are you texting your?
No, for it to get, like, anytime you're not texting, the car won't work. So.
But you're texting your friends.
Yeah. You're not
using text messaging system.
No, you don't operate the car with text. That'd be silly.
I can see
part
that.
Part of me actually thinks that would be kind of cool.
Yeah. That's going to be like the manual transition once we get self-driving cars. Like some people use voice and some people be like, no, I got to type this in.
Yeah. Like you do text. Bluetooth for your music. Now you do it just to operate the car.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of like the idea of that.
Well,
it's kind of like a spaceship.
It's like a space. But what if you like you mess it up and it takes you longer, like, and you get nervous and then it's you miss your turn?
Like it reroutes you because like it wasn't.
Because you like, you know, you just text the wrong way. You were like left, but you text like lift and.
Oh,
like,
dude, there's going to be some kinks.
Yeah,
obviously.
I want this to be as safe as dangerously possible. It's really important to me that you can only operate Ford's only texting to drive a vehicle. That's not the right phrase. There's got to be a better name for it.
So you are using the texting to tell the car to turn left.
No, you're not. I don't know how we got their idea got lumped into my idea. My idea is that in order for the car to start, you got to be texting. In order for it to accelerate, you got to be texting. You just have to be texting. It's like the movie Speed, but with texting a little bit.
Oh,
I mean,
wow.
Not one-to-one, but.
It's like the opposite of Speed, because to get it to start, you have to text. And that causes the danger.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have no friends, you just can't go anywhere and make friends.
Well, text your mom, I guess.
Well, I mean, if you don't have friends, what's the reason to go?
Yeah, where anywhere? Are you going?
Yeah.
Where are you going if you don't have friends, Tom?
Why are you looking at me?
Because you're the one who posited
friends.
It.
I have a couple friends.
You never just mind texting when you're at a stoplight just so everyone else assumes you have friends? That's what I do.
Do you mime texting? You just fake text?
You know, I don't want them
without
to
a phone.
Loser. No, I have a phone. I'm just like, oh, I'm texting about my day. And they're looking over like, look at that guy who's texting over there. I hate him.
I do that at parties or like I'll like pretend to be on a phone call if I want to walk away. Or I'll just if I'm walking in the weird direction. If I just want to go by myself somewhere, I'll just get on my phone for fake. I'll just hold my phone up and be like, yeah, all right. And then start walking somewhere because. Then I have an excuse.
I mostly just do it if I get nervous around too many people. I just stare at my phone. It's like a safe space.
It is.
Seriously,
I'm not doing anything.
Is.
I'm just looking at it.
Yeah, I'm just like, I'm looking at it. I'm pretending like I'm about to tweet or something. Just, I'm uncomfortable.
Yeah, you just open a nice tweet draft.
Oh, yeah.
Should get one of those.
I guess it's easier than doing a fake conversation on a telephone because you have to come up with work. Plausible words that people are overhearing, but when you're looking at the phone, all you have to do is look down. It's easier to fake.
Way easier. Yeah.
And nobody calls anybody anymore, so it's harder to fake.
That's true.
You have to can only talk to
but I like it. It's like me working on my acting, you know, or lying. I like to call it lying. You just pretend like you're talking to someone who's older, so obviously you gotta call them. Like you're like, hey, what's up, big brother? Or older dad.
Older.
What's up, younger sister?
Yeah.
What's up, fellow sibling?
That doesn't make any sense.
No,
it wouldn't be your younger sister because she wouldn't call. Because you don't call. Well, I guess you're the older person in that scenario.
Well, yeah, if you're the older, because then you want to check it, like check up on them.
No, I get it.
Yeah,
makes sense.
But yeah, old people, they don't do text. Nobody's buying.
So is that lady not going to come back? She just set it up and she leaves.
There was a lady here, just so this makes sense.
No, I don't want it to make sense. Okay. I want people to fear for my sanity.
Yeah, that's the story of my life. The ladies just leave.
The women that are paid to be here leave you.
Exactly. Yeah, my parents live so rural that they don't get data service on the cell phones.
Okay.
And they can barely get cell phone service. So
do they have a landline?
They have a landline.
Oh, right. So you call them on their land.
Yeah. And if you're visiting or something, sometimes if their Wi-Fi, you can get their Wi-Fi, but sometimes you have to call their landline.
It's not a landline?
No, it's land. I believe.
So it's a land party?
No, that's a different thing. That's local area network.
Isn't that what the phone is?
No, I think the lines are in
the
ground.
Are you sure?
I don't know. There's telephone lines that are everywhere. Some are in poles.
I assumed you were older than me.
I don't know if I am. But what would that have to do? I would just know
everything
about phones.
You would know what old-timey phones are like. But so the texting while you're driving. So
yeah.
I suppose once the self-driving cars work well, they want you to... They'll still have the capability to manual drive, but they'll want to minimize the amount of manual driving people do.
Yeah.
Because they crash more. So, yeah. So
they'll want you to text?
They'll want you to text.
So you won't be manually driving.
If you fail, maybe it'll have like a breathalyzer on it. And if you're drunk, you can drive it, but you can't drive it.
You can get in it and have it drive you.
But if you're drunk and you try to take the steering wheel,
it won't let you.
It won't let you. So
that's a good idea.
Whoa.
It makes you text.
Just the future of autonomous driving and ethics is crazy.
Can you be too drunk to text?
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Well, yeah, you say some fucked up shit to your boss or you know.
Well, I'm not talking about that. Like saying
Oh, you mean like it what doesn't work?
Like you're literally too discoordinated to text.
I don't know. Are you unable to text? I don't think so. But you're also not unable to drive. You're just more prone to making a mistake. I mean, no, people aren't. If someone who's so drunk they can't drive, like literally won't be able to start the car, that's being too drunk to drive. Like, do you know what I'm saying? Like, if you said you'd be too drunk to text.
I've never been blackout drunk, so I don't know.
I highly recommend it. It's totally.
If I did,
crazy.
I suppose I wouldn't remember.
Memory, yeah, the feeling that you get like when the memories come back to you the next day is a crazy, surreal experience. Of the like, it feels like you're psychic, but backwards. You're like, wait a second, did that all happen? It feels like a dream, but it like rushes in. It's a crazy thing. It's crazy. Being blackout is crazy.
Okay. So you're advocating getting blackout drunk. You're advocating texting while driving. What else is today like evil idea day? Like, are you going to advocate murder next? And then
only if you can text while doing it.
Well, I feel like there's some murder just tangentially as a result of what would happen.
Of the texting to drive. Texting to drive your car?
Yeah. Not even thinking about alcohol.
I guess so.
Probably.
You're probably right. So I'm advocating murder and getting blackout drunk and texting while driving, not necessarily in that order. So that's my idea, I guess. Is it worse than the pencil idea?
It's better than the last one.
Ugh. Trying to beat that one.
What was the last one advocating? Using a pencil for genocide?
No,
or something?
a number two pencil that was the width of a Scantron circle. So you barely have to like...
Now try to talk about that and be funny for 15 minutes.
Yeah. Fair enough.
That actually is a good idea, though, because there's a lot more to it than actually you do have to kind of.
Yeah. They make me so paranoid. Those bubbles make me so paranoid.
Yeah, there's a lot of test anxiety involved.
And especially, too, if you change your mind on an answer and you try to erase it and it's still like a prominent like color just from like trying to erase it, because you have to fill in the bubbles so much for it to register when they grade it, and then you erase it and you're just like, that's a good idea.
Stop lying to me.
No, I like that. It's
and to be sold exclusively to school, like you could, you know, they'd sell it like the school store.
Okay, let's
teachers
move on.
Could buy.
We don't need to redo the worst idea the podcast has ever had.
I mean, that's better than the texting while driving idea. I'll be honest. I like the Scantron idea better. Yeah.
Depends on how.
Well, that's because I brought a real idea to that one, and he said it was stupid. Now this texting and driving idea, that's stupid, but. I was bringing a stupid idea.
It's a comedy podcast.
Right. I mean, that's the point.
It's a better conversation.
What is the point of this podcast? It's supposed to be a bad idea, right?
It doesn't have to be. It's supposed to just...
I should have just listened while you were reading the intro, I guess.
Yeah, I've sort of drifted on what it is. Part of it is I have a lot of creative ideas and I just want to brag about them.
Oh, okay. So it's just your way of doing that.
Yes. Mm. But go ahead, Justin.
So I guess I thought this was like supposed to be an idea that I had that I deemed was bad, and that's why I didn't do it. Which
it can be whatever you want.
Okay, so
it
this
could be
is,
a meta idea.
Yeah, this is an idea that I had actually back in college. Was to have a talk show called Like For Real Though. That would be you. Like, if you're ever a kid in college, I would totally do it now because you can stream stuff more easily. But it'd just be a talk show in the lobby of a dorm, whereas people come in, they would be the guests, and we just interview them about their night out. That's all it would be.
Ooh, yeah.
What's it called?
It would just be called Like For Real Though. Like, I called it that because when I was in college, and me and my friends would get drunk, we would always say like we would know we were very drunk because we would say Oh, man, this is crazy. Like, for real, though. Like, it was really... Like, that was just our stupid thing.
It sounds like a mid-2000s MTV show.
Yeah,
it
that's what
that
it...
sort of vibe to
that's
it.
The feel of it, though. Yeah. But those are, like, the TV shows I grew up on, like...
Next.
Like Next is the pinnacle of
trash
television.
TV, that's awesome.
Not trash. I think it's the pinnacle of art. When they look back in 100 years, Next will be the only thing. Like, they just came right out, and they could just say Next, and they would be gone.
Yeah.
And then there was, like, a witty rhyme as they went on and off the bus. Like, that was so awesome.
What did they do? They rhymed?
There is the voiceover woman who would be like, and so did this, but so and so thought that, and then this thing happens, and then they go back to the bus, and they're like, oh man, what happened? She's like, she's a total bitch. You're up next, Thad. And then that was the whole show.
Every dude on that show's name was Thad.
Yeah, that's, that was the entire show.
It's a bunch of Thads trying to like bang the same girl.
Yeah.
The
best was when they would just get nexted on site.
Yeah.
And they were just, do you know the show? It's like a dating show.
You know what's my favorite?
I think so, yeah. I think I saw
the one, like the nicest guy on there, like every time he would just be like, hi, my name is Tim. Next. Like it'd always be like the nice guy who actually like properly introduced himself. It's always like a bro is the one she goes with who's just like, what's up? I'm Topher.
Yeah. Well, the best thing was that at the end they could do the like go on the second date or get the money.
Yeah.
Mm. And the people who would get the money, those were the real heroes.
Yeah.
That's some great television.
Well, wasn't it like you only got three nexts, and then you were
stuck? No, it was five. There were five people on that bus. You could get through. You can next the whole bus, and then she's like, well, I don't like any of these people.
And it would be funny, because all the guys would just sit there and brag and be like, oh, she's the worst.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'd all hang out.
Yeah, they'd all hang out together, and they'd be like, oh, man, if I go on a second date with her, let me tell you what's going to happen.
Yeah. Like,
man.
So your idea, so you're a college student too.
Yes, I was a college student when I did this idea, yeah.
So you didn't go out, so you're probably sober and they're wandering in drunk or tired or back from some party. So they're, will they talk to you or do they just want to go crash?
No. Well, I think they would. It's kind of like because I went to MSU and they had night receptionists after midnight. So after midnight, the doors are locked. And then you have people there who have to sit at the door and take IDs. Or if you have a guest, they would sign them in. So those, like, night receptionists, some of them would just kind of, like, fuck around with you.
Gatekeepers.
Yeah, because they, I mean, they have all of that power, and it's just you and your drunk friends coming back to the dorm, and they're just like, oh, like, what are you doing back? Or, like, they're dealing with people ordering Jimmy John's at, like, 3:15 in the morning, and that whole, like, mess up. Like, it kind of was a little impromptu gathering, and people would just start talking. So I'd just sit in the lobby right next door and be like, hey, come on over. We're having our TV show. The only problem with it, and the reason why I didn't do it, is because I think consent is a good thing. And when people are very drunk, it's hard to get that. So it'd be like a bunch of people being on a TV show and then waking up to be like internet famous on accident the next night. And I don't like being an asshole like that, but I feel like someone would want to do that. Like that show probably exists somewhere at some school on a YouTube video that has like 27 views.
Well, if you're in the school and they're in the school and you're in the same dorm, you might know who they are or be able to find out who they are so you could go get the consent. You wouldn't have to be a total dick about it is what I'm saying.
Oh, that, I mean, I guess that is a good point. You could be like, take down your information or something.
Or it wouldn't like, even be that hard. You wouldn't even need to take it down. You just, do you know who that guy is to your friends? And eventually you'd find out. You'd, because it's a dorm, right? There's a few hundred people at max. Yeah.
Well, at State, some of them were like pretty huge. Like there'd be, I mean, it'd be like thousands. But you could do like, I don't know. That'd be good. You could create a, I feel like you just end up like having to search for people. It's hard. I don't know. It could be hard to find people. Lots of people look alike.
Yeah, so you wouldn't. So you said they have a receptionist or whatever. Is she blocking people from coming in without ID?
Yeah, so you can't come in without ID unless someone signs you in.
But you wouldn't be leveraging the power of being the gatekeeper of the door to force people to talk to you.
No, I would. In this scenario, I'm not the night receptionist. I'm just in the lot. They have the doors, and then to like the left and right of every dorm lobby, like they have a bunch of couches. It's like a common area. So they have a bunch of couches and stuff, and you could just sit down on a couch, have a camera right there, and it's just like, okay, welcome to my show, like a late-night talk show or something.
Yeah, I think if it was a TV show with the camera, I think people would wander over there.
Yeah, drunk people would wander over there anyway. They're like, oh, attention I can get. Mm-hmm. Drunk people love attention.
Yeah, it's a good idea. any other thoughts?
On his idea?
On his idea.
I think it's pretty stellar.
If
I grew up on mid 2000s like MTV shows, so I'm all for.
Did you guys go to college?
Yeah, I went to college with Justin.
We went to college together. We drank often.
We drank often.
I feel like we did.
I want that scrub from the record.
How about this?
You two didn't do drinking.
I didn't drink. And not officially.
Not officially.
I want that on my.
It was all off the record. Drinking.
Let's say this show existed when you were in college, and it's like. The best story you would tell if you would have walked into the dorm and somebody had pulled you over on the perfect day, what would your story be that you would want to tell?
Oh, for this show.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually want to hear that too.
Yeah, like something you did in college that you're willing to admit now that would have been aired on the show. Or even Justin could act out being the interviewer instead of me.
Yeah, how would it go?
Okay. Do you have a crazy moment?
Yeah.
Okay. First, let me do my intro.
Okay. I've
been practicing this for a while. Welcome to Like For Real, though. Here we have Diego Atanasio. You just came back from what party? Where were you at?
I was just at a giraffe house party.
Oh, you're at a giraffe house party. I hear they are crazy. I hear they love the drinking bongs, the slightly less illegal ones.
Yeah.
I was very confused by both those terms. Because I thought, I was just like, how would you drink out of, that didn't make sense to me.
Yeah, it's crazy that you can just, a bong is for every type of substance. There's like a tobacco bong. There's like a beer bong. There's like a heroin bong.
There's a hair, what?
You just bong some heroin in your butt.
I don't even know how you do heroin normally. I feel like any drug past marijuana, even marijuana is confusing.
Uh-huh.
Like when people talk about, dabbing, I think. I don't know what that is. People said there's something about like a toothpick or a needle or something involved.
Wait, I'm going to interrupt. Dabbing probably wasn't around when you were in college. Was it?
No.
I don't know if it will.
No, I don't. Was it?
No, it was.
I'm shooting for authenticity here.
Yeah. Well, I don't think it was.
You're thinking the present day.
Yeah.
Okay. Think of back when you were in college.
Okay.
Diego probably had hair.
Dude, I had so much hair. It was crazy. I loved it. Actually, I hated it. I would straighten it because it was all curly. And I was like, this stupid hair. Now who's stupid? Me without the hair. I just wanted to come back. So I'm going to come back.
Okay. Let's drop. This is take two. Welcome to For Real Though. It is 2010, and we're going to talk some bad romance with Diego Atanasio.
Bad romance?
Yes, hey, you know the hit Lady Gaga song that just came out.
Oh yeah,
on her new hit album, The Fame Monster. In stores now.
I wonder what she looks like. It's like no one knows what she looks like.
No one knows. Sometimes she wears a crazy thing like this, and other times it's a crazy thing like that.
Yeah. Also, my friend just got an iPhone, and like, what is that?
Oh my! I can't believe all these people. Like, who needs an iPhone? Like, I am fine just texting. Like, yeah, what am I gonna? Am I gonna look at Facebook and see what the new redesign looks like? Like, who cares?
Yeah, pretty. I mean, it's so silly because only college kids can be on Facebook. It's not even that big of a deal.
Yeah, like, why anybody can, because they opened it up to people who aren't on .edu ones back in 2007, which was 3 years ago.
Damn. I thought it was now. I couldn't, but all right. I believe you.
Yeah, I remember being really mad because I signed up right before that deadline when I was a freshman in college. Well, when I got accepted to MSU and got my college email. And then I couldn't do it anymore.
That's how I couldn't do what?
Well, no, I could do it. But then they were just like, okay, now we're letting everybody in.
Oh.
And I was just like, well, I want to be exclusive.
Yeah. That's how I figured out who my freshman roommate was. Facebook. Because you got your room number assignment, and then I went on Facebook and put that into like my bio or whatever, and then I like searched that room, and like the other person had done the same thing. So like I used Facebook to figure out who my freshman roommate was gonna be.
There
was no other way of doing that. Like,
well,
through the school,
no, I mean,
I don't think.
You could be the next Neve on Catfish.
I know. I did that on MySpace because MySpace was still somewhat active back in the year 2007. And we had a group chat on AIM, which was also.
God damn.
We had a group chat on AIM and we
away
were.
Away messages?
Yes, away messages.
It's funny. I put like silly stuff. I'd be like, leave a message after the tone. Or something.
Or really sad stuff where you'd say, like, I'm going out for the weekend, message me, I'll come back later, and there's no messages, and you're just like, well, was the internet out the whole weekend, maybe?
Yeah, dude.
It wasn't, though.
Okay, so...
So that's pretty much
how
it would
go. You're both horrible at acting like college students. You're like...
That's how I acted, bro.
Yeah, I was very...
talked about, because this is what's on the radio now. And
I always commented on what was on the radio at the time. That's what they called me,
Radio
Justin.
It was like ironic. You're right.
Tom's I'm sorry.
Right.
We should have...
mad at this.
Yeah, we're not getting
Yeah,
that
I know
here.
You were fucking around, but...
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I thought I was expecting a little more drunken shenanigans instead of social media talk, but I think we can move on.
Social media was big back then. Okay.
Yeah, it was the thing.
It was new.
MySpace was at its height.
It was kind of good.
So it's not a wild show. It's a sort of laid back, casual talking show.
I mean,
show.
It's hard to predict I would be like wasted and blacked out.
That's the fun of the show. It's unpredictable. Yeah,
sometimes you may get fresh air. Sometimes... you may get Jerry Springer.
Mm.
And this was like fresh air, but
yeah, I've got that
low,
fresh air voice.
Like less intelligent fresh air.
Mm, you're listening to fresh air.
Or like slightly stale air.
Slightly stale air.
Okay. Okay, let's move on.
All right.
Okay. My idea is take every movie that's ever been made and make a Lego version of it. That's it. That's all I want.
including the Lego movie?
Yeah. That's just Inception, okay? Just, I want...
Dude, Lego Inception would be dope.
It would be
dope. Oh, man, that would be great.
No, and I want you guys' input. If there's a movie in mind that you think they should make a Lego version of,
Inception.
I want to hear. Yeah.
Well, they should make a Lego version of Inception.
Yeah.
Holy crap, Diego, I want that right now.
No, we... But I was sitting, because I just saw Lego Batman, and I've seen both Lego movies, and when I saw Lego Batman, they aired a trailer for, what is it, Lego Ninja something?
What?
Yeah, I think something like that.
It's like Lego Ninja something, so it's just like, there's no roof on this thing. They're just going to keep pumping them out if they make money.
Was Lego Batman good?
It was really good.
Oh, yeah, Lego Batman was really,
really?
Good.
Really? I'm so behind in movies.
But the thing is, it's like, it's the same thing they did in video games like a few years ago. They had like the first Lego Batman or something.
Yeah.
And then now it's Lego Marvel, Lord of the Rings, Star Wars, everything.
They're going to do more stuff, but I just hope they, because like, I've noticed, I like the Lego movie just because it was so creative and different, but Lego Batman was just a joke machine.
Oh, yeah.
It was just so funny. But now I just want every movie to be a Lego version because I think it'll automatically
make it better. Is it funnier than Moonlight?
Funnier than Moonlight? Oh, way funnier than Moonlight.
I don't think Moonlight's supposed to be funny.
Not as funny
then why
as...
was it hilarious? I'm just kidding. I've never seen it, but I know it's not supposed to be funny.
So you want to take actors who study for years and hone their craft and replace them by round cylinders with...
Yeah, they could do. They could redo the same movies with the same actors, but they're playing Lego versions of themselves now. Like I've just noticed, if they make a Lego version of something, it like makes it better. Like both of those movies are outstanding. I think like the Lego movie itself and Lego Batman. But I want to see just more stuff, like you know,
porn.
Yeah, Lego porn.
Lego porn,
dude. Lego Creatively Wasted. Lego. What was your name of your show?
Like For Real Though.
Yeah, Lego Like For Real Though.
The Lego Blaine Diego show?
Oh, my God. Whoa. See?
Blaine's already got the Lego face.
Yeah. He's got the Lego haircut.
The Lego man haircut.
Yeah, he does. Everything is better Lego. Lego Snakes on a Plane? That's
Lego
one
of the room.
Lego Gone with the Wind?
Ooh. Lego Citizen Kane?
Ooh.
So you could create an artificial virus that causes people to mutate so their face looks cylindrical like a Lego face.
Lego Contagion.
And their body looks like Lego bodies. No, I mean in real life.
Like in real life? No, I just want every movie to be a Lego version of it. I don't want people to turn into
Lego
Legos.
Lego 13 going on 30.
Oh, Jennifer Gardner.
Lego Jennifer Gardner.
Lego Jennifer Gardner.
I'm kind of surprised there hasn't been a Lego Star Wars. That seems like a very...
It seems like the natural way to go.
Mm-hmm.
Seems real expensive.
Well, there was a video game, right?
Yeah, there is a video game. That's even more because they're fine doing it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Lego Star Wars would be good. I'm trying to think of like big franchise stuff. Lego Jaws.
What if they release them at the same time?
Oh, like every movie has like a Lego alternate and then like...
The same time.
Yeah.
It's like or take your kids to see the Lego version of this movie.
They just have a Lego day where they just release all of them in a theater. And
stand
then,
up?
Lego stand up?
Yeah.
Dude, Lego stand up would be...
How has someone not done a full Lego stand up special? Probably going to take forever
to do.
That's
a really good idea.
Oh, wow.
It wouldn't take that. It couldn't be. It wouldn't take longer than a real Lego movie.
It'd just be one Lego guy on an empty board and his arm will move up and down every once in a while.
Every once in a while. Well,
yeah.
No, but it's just like now that we've said it, now Chris Hardwick or some one of these nerds is just going to... Is going to ask squat. I think they will.
That bet's going to get so many likes.
Start the Lego comedy records.
Lego comedy showcase once a month at...
So like when you download it, it'd be like HDSD or Lego?
Well, it would be cool because then the brick wall behind you would be the different colored Lego blocks
instead
of the traditional one.
Now, for the stand-up one, you mean live? So like on the stage...
Oh man!
There would be a giant Lego.
No,
car.
It would be like a Netflix thing. Like obviously,
like
they
TV
would record
thing.
It, but then they would just like animate it like Lego style.
Because you could put somebody in a Lego man suit, like
totally
a Disney suit.
That would look so scary, man.
It would look that would
a real life Lego
that would be too
would be
creepy.
So terrifying.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
That would just be like a thing you upload on Netflix, like when Burr or somebody's new special comes out. It just so happens it's like Lego Bill Burr or like Lego. Lego Leggero.
Yeah.
Lego.
Well, you could stop the Lego man just by having him walk onto one of the blocks where his feet get stuck.
He could be just – well, if it's like Anthony Jeselnik's special or something, he doesn't bend his knees. So he could just stand there. So it's just a Lego standing there as emotionless as possible. And then it's just like a Lego man standing there telling jokes without moving at all. I don't think that would cost too much money.
They don't. It's not stop motion. Legos. That's like computer animation, right?
I think they do both.
Well, it depends on what you're.
What does that mean?
You're. I don't know.
What do they do? Does anyone know?
No, they do both. They've done. They do stop motion, but they do a lot of like stuff to. Like some of the sets are like practical Legos and stuff like that. Like some of it is stop motion, but a lot of it is like actual like animating.
Hmm.
That's crazy. I really don't know how those movies are made.
There's people who make amateur Lego movies. I saw on Netflix there was a documentary about it.
Ooh, and what is that called?
I don't remember.
I imagine you could just type in Lego and it'll be the first thing that comes up.
Yeah.
So. Make amateur Lego movies?
Yeah, one guy was making like a full-length movie.
I imagine there's a bunch of like Lego short films like on YouTube. I imagine just after the movie came out, that just opened up the door for a bunch of people. It's like, all right, let's capitalize on this while it's hot. Kind of thing.
I wonder if they think it's a good thing that Lego Batman and all these professional Lego movies come out.
Yeah.
That it'll bring attention to their amateur Lego movies, or they're like, fuck, we can't compete with these big
studios. I don't think there's some like big indie Lego. Maybe there was some big indie Lego filmmaker, in which case we could make a Lego documentary about this Lego filmmaker who was wronged by the big Lego industry. Big Lego.
Big Lego.
Duplo. Would we call it Duplo?
Duplo, Big Lego. No, I don't know.
Yeah, fuck Mega Bloks.
Yeah. Oh man, a Mega Bloks movie. That would
the Mega Bloks one would be like the like knockoffs that come on Netflix.
No, like the knockoffs you see on like sci-fi.
Yeah.
Like snakes on a train or something.
Exactly.
Like that.
Exactly.
That's the Mega Bloks version. Yeah. If you guys have any suggestions for Lego movies, I'm all ears. But otherwise, yeah, that's my idea.
You do software, right?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
You look like it.
I do.
I'm a software guy, so maybe you could make like a software to edit a movie real time, like a DVD player, like an Instagram filter that makes an existing movie look like Lego. So you don't have to release them. You just, any movie you watch as it's being rendered.
Wow. I wonder if there's like a Prisma Lego filter like that.
God, that's going to take, that would take a lot of time to develop, but that would be cool.
You just Legoize any movie.
Yeah, or just any life. Like if you recorded your stand up and then it Legoized it with like an Instagram filter.
Whoa.
That would be something, dude.
Sounds like we gave him an idea for their next promotional tie-in.
Yep. Yeah, Tom's going to – he's going to come back. He's going to have a big purple suit.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like Snapchat could do that.
Yeah.
I haven't been using Snapchat as much. I've been using Instagram video just because more people see it. And it can be longer.
Is that – do you have to have the app?
Yeah, if you have the Instagram app, it's just like –
I don't use the Instagram app. Switched over to web browsing exclusively.
What? They look at him like in shock.
I just use Instagram on my web browser.
I don't understand.
I just go to Instagram.com.
But don't you constantly see this thing at the bottom that says, like, you open the app?
Yeah.
Oh, I get that all the time. That's why I downloaded the app.
Yeah, that's why I downloaded
it. Whatever, I just ignore it. Just ignore it like a warning.
It's unnecessary space on Diego's phone, it turns out.
Oh, okay.
No, that's not it at all.
It's a principled stance.
He just doesn't care.
I just don't want another app. Get out of here with this app. I don't have the Facebook app. I don't have the Instagram app. I don't have the Twitter app.
Oh, okay. You don't have any social apps.
No.
I have too many.
There was a while where Facebook, some of the things you had to do in the app.
Yeah. The Messenger, you can't use it on the website anymore. I mean, through your phone.
Yeah, it won't let you.
It just won't let you.
Wait, on Chrome? Oh, yeah, on Chrome on mobile, yeah.
Yeah, on mobile. I mean, you can obviously do it on your desktop, but Facebook is one.
So, like, for a while, I had to create an event on my phone and then go to my browser and then add people to the event because you couldn't create an event in the browser.
That's insanity.
Well, just got...
So you would just skip those features.
Yeah.
If it can't do it in the browser... You're not gonna do it.
Yeah, I feel like
it's really hard every time.
I feel like we've taken a tangent
big time.
We were going to fix Facebook.
Yeah, we've done that like five times, though.
It's a creativity
change. Only a multi-billion dollar company.
Dude, we're going to...
We were going to turn them around.
So are you a heavy stock investor in Legos? Is that why you're promoting this idea?
No, this idea just came from... I saw both Lego movies. I thought they were good. Legos were my favorite thing as a kid, basically. So I was just like, let's talk about Legos for a little bit. That was basically the gist of it.
Okay.
Remember my pencil idea? That was pretty dope.
Lego Scantron pencils.
Oh.
Yeah, Scantron does sort of look like the Lego holes. Well, no, they're oval, right?
Yeah, they're...
Oh, there's different types. There's like slots, there's circles. I don't know what they're up to now.
I never liked those ones. I'm more of a circle guy, and then you get those weird rectangles. You're like, I'm not...
Yeah, fuck the rectangles.
People seem to be drawn to your idea. I thought it was a horrible idea, but it just keeps coming up in conversation.
Yeah, but we've all had to go to school at one point. Yeah. So it's just like we all relate to it and have just bad memories of like, you ever do the thing with like the rectangle ones where you fill in an answer and then you're going down and you finish the rest of the test and then you realize you skipped one?
Mm-hmm.
So you're like,
oh my
shit.
God.
And then you have to erase everything and then
that's
just,
the worst.
Or you're like, did I like shift an answer down one because I skipped one line?
Yeah,
That's
I did that once, and I failed a test miserably just because there was like 2 minutes left in class, and it was one of those you can't stay after and finish. So I just scribbled in everything I thought I could, just failed a test miserably. But
okay,
yeah, Legos.
So let's move on to my idea.
Scantron pencils.
The reason we're all here is Tom's ideas that he wants to make sure people hear about.
You make it sound like I'm a dick for. Well, I don't know. So my idea is a tech idea. I think the tech industry is really smart, but weirdly susceptible to groupthink and tunnel vision. So for a while in the early 2000s, it was all about smaller and smaller phones. And then after a while, it switched. So it's all about bigger and bigger phones. And now the thing from the last few years seems to be the cloud. That they want to push everything up to the cloud, all of your contact info, all of your music libraries, all of even apps, more and more stuff gets pushed to the cloud. And then related to that, there's also the tunnel vision groupthink about people not caring about privacy, and that basically a lot of people say they want privacy, but when they have to weigh convenience versus privacy, convenience always wins. That's sort of the conventional wisdom. So they have like the Amazon Alexa, which I got as a gift. It's basically recording everything you say ever in your house. And just for the minor convenience of not having to type something into your computer or walk over and turn on a light. So I think a lot of these groupthink tunnel vision ideas, I think a lot of it is sort of dumb. And so I think if you think of a good idea that's not in that paradigm that people flock towards sort of irrationally, that's where you can get your foot in the door and make your fortune, you know, breaking the paradigm. And so I have an idea that breaks both of the cloud paradigm and the convenience over privacy paradigm. And so my idea is a smartphone that doesn't use the internet and it doesn't use a cell phone network. So it only communicates via Bluetooth or point-to-point Wi-Fi, so person-to-person. And it could also maybe sync up to your computer via Bluetooth to transfer files. But mostly it's just social networking to people who are in the room with you. And I call it social burn, or maybe social burner, because there was a band called Social Burn. So it'd be a cell phone, just like a normal smartphone. It'd have a camera. It'd have GPS, maybe. It would have its own social media app, which is the main focus of the device. You'd be able to transfer music and video to it by syncing it up with a computer. but you'd only be able to you wouldn't be able to ever update it or install apps on it. So it only accepts like text, certain audio formats, certain video formats. It's very tight in what it accepts. And it doesn't have, since it doesn't have cell phone service on it, you can make it a lot cheaper. All it has is, doesn't even have like a USB port. It doesn't really have hardly any functionality. It doesn't have a complicated operating system. So my goal is to sell these for like $25, $30, maybe $50 at the most. And so since they're cheap, there's a term called burner phones, like spies or whatever. They just throw away something, the burner phone, you know. So it's social burn. It's a burner phone. And it's also, it's secure because the stuff that you're socializing, your social networking stuff, it never hits the internet. So it's secure.
So would this be
you put the juicy gossip or the...
Would this be like a Leapfrog network where I could connect to Brett via like Diego's connection? Or is it just you can only directly communicate with someone who you like transmit via Bluetooth directly?
Yeah, it could bounce from person to person. So, and they have apps like this on normal phones. Like during the Arab Spring a few years ago, they were talking about there was a big one that, because they shut down the internet in like Libya. So people had to resort to these apps that connected point to point to do the protests. So they have apps like that on normal phones. But you're still, in that case, you're still dependent on trusting the operating system of the phone for security and trusting the app for security and trusting all of these things, your internet service provider, maybe. All of these things you have to trust for things to be secure. But in my case, since it never hits the internet, it's inherently secure. And it's not just an app on a normal phone. It's a secure phone. And so you'd have a list of friends. You'd pair up the Bluetooth with friend. You look disgusted.
I'm like I'm confused slightly. Burner phones. You say like burner phones you could just kind of throw out. I'm sitting there. How long would you actually, if it's a burner phone, how long would you use this phone before you would just like get another? It sounds like a disposable thing. Like you get a new one like every month or something?
Not quite that often.
Okay. But that's where I'm trying to figure out. It's like, okay, it's not a bad idea, but it's like I'm trying to figure out.
I was thinking like every year or so, but there's also special uses for it that I'll get to. So
okay. Basically, and I'm not disgusted, by the way. I'm just trying to figure out your idea as you go.
To connect a friend, you have to be in the room with them to pair to them. And then once you're friends with them, you get their like security keys or whatever so it can talk to them. What?
This sounds like a Nintendo DS because they had an app on it called PictoChat, which worked over local Bluetooth and you could only use it when you're in the same room. There are a lot of scary news stories in the early 2000s about like people at malls hanging out in Snapchat because it have different, I mean not Snapchat, PictoChat, because it have different rooms. There's just like a little thing is that a stylus and you could type on it. But also on that, you had to exchange your little IDs, and that's the only way that you could become friends is if you mutually added each other.
Yeah.
So most of the time you'd have to be in like the same room. But even me and my little brother, him down the hallway, mm-hmm. and me in my room, we would sometimes not be able to text because the signal wouldn't be strong enough for us to connect over local Wi-Fi to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't over Bluetooth. It was over local Wi-Fi. But if it had leapfrogging, that would be way more awesome because then you could connect with people. It would still be a network, but it wouldn't be an internet network. That was its problem, is that it didn't have leapfrogging.
So this would have leapfrogging, and basically it wouldn't be to... It would only leapfrog within your friend network. It wouldn't leapfrog to strangers.
So if I'm in Royal Oak and Brett is in Ferndale, we could talk to each other if there's enough people in between?
Not live. Basically, no. You would write like a social media post and you would hit enter and it would sit in a queue on your mm-hmm. phone. And then, like, the next day when you went to the comedy club or you went to work and you just – you'd keep this on sort of in your pocket or in your bag or whatever and all day, even if you're not going to use it. And it would just gather – as you came near people, it would detect them and you don't have to raise your hand.
Have you played Nintendo 3DS? They have a feature called Street Pass where you have your 3DS on and as you walk across – you exchange messages with other people who have Street Pass on, and then you get little bonuses for games and little costumes, and their characters join your 3DS, and they say, hi, I'm so-and-so, and then they have a message, and they ask if you want to be their friend.
I took your idea, bro.
Yeah, you need to sue Nintendo.
Well, there's all sorts of different similar ideas, probably.
But yeah, you definitely they sue Nintendo, because then all the money you get from it, you can fund this idea.
But the idea is that most of your friends... Like, for a lot of people, like, the comedy community is pretty small around here. Like, I don't see Keith – I haven't seen Keith Bergman in a couple weeks, but he's a Toledo comic, and I'm in Detroit here, Detroit area. But some – I've probably seen a comic who's seen Keith Bergman. So probably most of the time within a few days
– you would be updated on Keith.
I would be updated on Keith. And even, like, comics like – who went to New York or L.A., like Brad Wenzel's in L.A. But so there's probably other comics from Detroit who have also been to L.A. and who have seen him. And like if each one of these people come home to visit twice or three times a year and they happen to bump into each other fairly often in the comedy community in L.A., probably within a month or so, a couple weeks, we would find – keep up with what they're doing in LA even.
So just all downloads as soon as you contact someone who like.
So
I just have more questions.
So let's say I'm friends with all of you. Mm-hmm. And so I'm too far from the mic. So I see Diego and I have a queued message that I want to send not to you, but to Justin. It'll know that I'm friends with you. I'm friends with Justin. You're friends with Justin.
Okay.
So, and it'll know that it'll send it to you and it'll sit on your phone, but you won't know that it's there because it's not meant for you.
Right.
Some cases it would be, this case it's not. So then let's say I'll start with a complicated scenario. So I also, later, before you run into Justin or I run into Justin, I run into Brett, and it also gets sent to Brett. So it's sitting there on both of your phones waiting to get sent to Justin. Mm. So let's say Brett sees Justin first. So then the message finally gets to Justin. And then Diego, the next day, sees Justin. When their phones sync up, it'll find out that Justin's already got the message, so Diego's phone knows it doesn't need it anymore, and it deletes it.
Ah, okay.
And then let's say I haven't seen any of you since then, so I don't know you've got the message. So then I see Diego. The next person I see is Diego, and Diego's phone will say that Justin has gotten the message, even though your phone didn't give me the message. So there's all these – the messages are being sent. The confirmations – on the messages are also getting sent.
Mm-hmm.
And so it'll eventually the phone will figure out that the message got where it needed to go and that the people on the way there can delete it.
Seems really inconvenient.
So, but
is that the point?
Well, the idea is most messages on social media don't need to be received right away. Like, is it really a big deal if you don't see your aunt's cat picture for a couple weeks or a couple days? I mean, basically most of what people care about Facebook for anyway is the events and the messaging, like the real time stuff.
So I thought they only cared about it for the validation from the people that they decided.
And the friends list. And
or is that just comedians?
That's just us, dude.
Oh, okay.
But the actual posts themselves could most of them don't matter.
Yeah.
To be real time.
Mm-hmm.
I think that So there's different types of communication. There's the phone call, which is immediate, and people hate that. There's the texting, which is you expect them to get it within a few hours. There's the Facebook post or the Instagram post or whatever that you hope that people read it within a few days. I'm saying that for enhanced security, you can go a level lower than that. Like within a week or two is fine for – and that would be for like cat photos, vacation photos, jokes that aren't topical. Most people don't care about all the topical things people post on Facebook anyway, like the political rants and stuff. We just get annoyed by them anyway. So – and then it would also work for like gossip, like for friends that you see like every day, like at work or in your college dorm or whatever, that you would get those messages right away. And this would be a way to gossip or send like dirty pics or file sharing or whatever without it ever hitting the internet. So it's totally secure. And other people can't put it on the internet either because their phone, they can't get it off of their phone into their computer. So
that'd be so like shady if you were like, say, like, me and Diego are friends. Well, we are. We don't have to say that. Me and Diego are friends.
Hypothetically.
Okay, the hypothetical in this one is that I'm straight and me and Diego are dating the same girl. No, we're not dating the same girl. That's a song. Diego has a girlfriend and I'm friends with Diego and his girlfriend on the service. And I set it up so that every time I know Diego goes and sees her a lot. So I always send, like, racy texts. And Diego doesn't know that he's carrying them, but the girl always gets them whenever Diego sees them.
Dang.
Yeah, I didn't think about
that. I feel like that would be potentially abusive.
But so...
I feel abused.
What was I going to say? One of the features that I thought, well, people are going to peer pressure people into having this. Because let's say you're in like a cool group in high school or something, and there's gossip going around.
I know what that's like.
And you can't get that gossip unless you buy this phone.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, and I even thought you could have like the generic social burn phone that you can buy at Best Buy, or you could order like custom made group. Like, let's say you're on a basketball team, and you want like a social burn basketball team set of phones. We would order like 30 phones all at once with like maybe even a custom logo of your basketball team logo on it or something. And you just hand them out to everybody on that team. They'd have to pay like $25 a piece or whatever. And so they would have this phone just for them, this little gossip group, you know.
Mm-hmm. That'd be awesome for like if you're going on vacation to Europe, because then you don't have to worry about like, oh, do I have service, like, here? Because, like, your phone may not work if it's not the right type. So, yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
So, yeah, like, certain types of, like, college kids, high school kids, they might have 5 or 6 of them all for their different cliques. So I could sell a shit ton of these things. And then you're peer pressuring your friends into buying them.
See, making multiple versions of the same thing to make more money, that's something Nintendo does. You really need to sue them, I think. That's the main idea I've taken out of this. Legal action against Nintendo.
And then I thought, well, you still want your normal phone too. So you could have like a – you could sell cases where you could – on one side of it would be the social burn phone and on the other side would be the normal phone. Or I don't know if the phone companies would allow this, but you could have like a VPN-type functionality. So you could use the social burn phone as the display. So you could play games and stuff on it too. And you could do the secretive social networking or secretive slash slow slash never hits the internet type stuff. But you could also – so basically your current phone would be like a dumb – thing that you wouldn't even look at. It just be hidden behind, you'd have it hidden behind it in your pocket or something. And then I thought, yeah, one last thing for security, you could even have it so if you try to open up the social burn phone, that they have what's called CMOS chips that in like small batteries, where if you if it loses its charge, it would lose the security key so that nobody would you wouldn't be able to get the data on the phone. So if you open up the phone, it'd lose the connection to that, to your battery. And then so it's a way to prevent people from hacking the phone.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a secure phone.
Hackers.
But it's slow communication. Social burn.